All right, KOPN Columbia, 89.5 FM. My name is Mike Hagan. It is just about 9 o'clock on Friday morning, which means, once again, it's time for Open Mic Radio. We're going to help you all get in a sweet Friday state of mind right now. This is Samantha Ferkey. There you go. Welcome to the program, everyone. It's Open Mic Radio. It is Friday, January 10th. Every week here on Open Mic Radio, we feature interviews with Missouri's finest musicians and bands, live in-studio performances, and a rundown of weekly musical events around the area. My name is Mike Hagan. It's good to be here with y'all this morning. Glad you're here with me. Hello, everybody out there. Welcome to the show. A lot of people listening this morning. I can see them out there on the web. Warm for a winter morning, but the experts say it's going to get rainy and nasty, so enjoy it while you got it. All right, next few days might be kind of sketchy, so be safe out there. Have a good time, though, one way or the other. One day at a time, okay? Enjoy it. Either way, I'm excited about the show this morning. I am delighted to have with me in the studio Samantha Ferkey, along with, I've got Lloyd, I got Cole, I got Jay backing up, the lovely musician here, and we're going to talk with them a little bit, learn a little bit about what Samantha's up to, and they're going to play some songs for us. So we'll have some fun like we do every Friday here on Open Mic Radio. We'll also talk a little bit about what's happening this weekend. Friday, Saturday, are a couple things that are going around that we might want to chat about. There's a lot to do if you get out there and find something, okay? Swing on by if you're in the area, 915 East Broadway. The back door is open, the front door is open. Got music going on, and we'll open the door if people show up, and you can kind of join us and hang out a little bit. Before we get too busy, let me do a shout-out to my good friend and fellow KOPN compadre, Diana Moxon. Diana is the host of Speaking of the Arts, which airs every Friday immediately after this program. And last week we decided to combine our shows and do a little 2019 retrospective. Diana brought some great interview clips and I supplied the tunes and we had a real good time. So stick around for Diana in just a bit. That's Speaking of the Arts at 10 o'clock. All right, let's see if we can get our guests to play us another song and then we'll come back and we'll do a little chit chat with Lloyd and with Sam and Cole and Jay, and we'll have them here with us for the next 50 minutes or so, okay? All right, it's Mike, and this is Open Mic Radio on KOPN Columbia, 89.5 on the dial. We're streaming all around this pretty blue planet at www.kopn.org. You can listen live anywhere on the globe. All right, so, Miss Samantha, what are you going to play for us?
We are going to be playing a nice standard ballad called In a Sentimental Mood.
All right, in a sentimental mood. I'm kind of in that state of mind myself this morning, as a matter of fact. All right, so this is Samantha Ferkey. We'll be back in just a few minutes. Open Mic Radio on KOPN Columbia.
A sentimental mood. I can see the stars come through my room while your loving attitude is like a flame. Petals seem to fall, it's all I can dream to call you mine. And my heart's a lighter thing since you made this night a thing divine. In a sentimental mood, I'm within a world so heavenly, and I never thought that you would be loving.
Very nice. Thank you very much. Lovely sound and sounds this morning. Okay. It's Mike and it's Open Mic Radio, KOPN. This morning, my guests in the studio with me are Miss Samantha Ferkey. We've got Lloyd Warden back there on the drum. Cole, I'm not sure what your last name is. If you want to share it, you don't have to if you don't want. You know, if, you know, maybe you don't want people to know you're here. Jay on the keys back there. All right. We are going to say hello. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing great. What's up?
Well, just doing the thing, you know. I appreciate you coming down.
Good for an early morning.
Yeah, you know, every Friday I bring musicians in here, and it's usually sometimes there's a conversation about, you know, this isn't the best time to have musicians show up on a Friday morning, but we tend to make it work. So anyway, it's a nice winter morning, and we'll get this thing in the books before the weather gets nasty, okay?
Yeah.
All right, introduction. Samantha Ferkey, a little bit about your background. Where you were actually here in May of last year, very briefly. Mm-hmm. The girls from Violence of the Violets were here. Mm-hmm. Rachel and I think Katie and Maddie were here. And you had something going on that weekend. I think it was in Boonville, perhaps?
Yeah. I had a gig in Boonville at the Brick Room in Hotel Frederick.
At the fancy hotel there.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a cool place.
Doing another one of those in February. We've been kind of going back there a couple times. That'll be fun.
All right. All right.
Nice
cool.
Venue.
Well, anyway, okay. So I'm glad to have you back. And tell the people who are unfamiliar a little bit about yourself. Where are you from originally? Are you a Columbia girl?
I'm technically from the DFW area in Texas.
Dallas-Fort Worth.
Originally, yeah.
Huh.
But at like the beginning of my middle school, I moved here to Columbia, and I've been here ever since. I am currently a senior in high school. I've been going to Rockbridge here in the band program. I've been kind of geeking around and delving further into vocal music and specifically vocal jazz for about the past 3 or 4 years now.
All right. What about music in your family? Do you have mom, dad, brother, sister? Are they musicians or into it?
I don't have any professional musicians in my family. My dad likes to say he's a musician. he was in the drum line.
Hey, John,
in Hannibal
no offense,
High School.
Dude.
Yeah, he's in the other room. He was on the drum line in Hannibal High School for his, you know, his high school marching band. So that's his musical background, and he grew up with a lot of, you know, music around him. Just, you know, we've had a family that loves listening. And then my mom, she was a choir kid, a band kid, throughout, I think, both high school and college to some extent. Never pursued music, but it's always been kind of a hobby of hers. She sings beautifully.
Uh-huh.
When I was little, we used to, they knew I liked to sing, and they knew I wanted to sing in front of people so that I could kind of, you know, get my feet wet and feel like, you know, a big girl, right?
Right.
So they would take me to, like, karaoke bars in town, and my mom and I would get up and sing things like, you know, Blue Bayou and
right.
Want It All, you know,
right.
All that stuff. And
awesome.
She, yeah, that's
I love
wonderful.
It. All right. So were you ever musically trained? Are you primarily a singer? Did you ever take piano lessons or?
Piano, I'm working on. It's going. I
well,
wasn't
for
one of those
a girl
kids.
In jazz, I mean, it
yeah.
makes sense to know a little bit about
it
the piano,
does.
You
it
know?
It helps. It helps a lot.
Yeah.
But I was never one of those kids that was, like, pushed into piano lessons by my parents, right? And I know a lot of musicians are. They've got the whole childhood story of
right.
being forced to go to their piano lessons and hating them and then quitting them and then going back because they realize they do like music.
Right.
But no, I started vocal lessons in third grade.
Wow.
Yeah. That was fun. I've had a few teachers over the year because, you know, I had my teacher in Texas, and then when we moved, I had to kind of switch until I found one I was comfortable with, and I've kind of switched around there.
How long were you in Texas? When did you come here to Columbia?
I think 2013.
Okay.
Probably.
All right. 6 or 7 years you've been
yeah,
here.
Yeah.
All right.
And then, yeah, it's been 7 years. And then I've played clarinet since sixth grade. I've been, you know, in band, and I play tenor sax in our jazz band because they wouldn't let me play clarinet. I actually get to use my mom's old tenor sax. It's a wonderful horn from when she was in high school. So
nice.
That's kind of cool. It's
my son plays
down.
Tenor for the Hickman in the,
cool.
in the jazz band.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Although he's a baseball player too, and I'm trying to encourage him to at least
stay in
share
music,
his
yeah.
time, you know, with his music and mm-hmm. with sports. And it's such a challenge to, you know, to do try to do a lot of things at the same time. But like you say, I think that eventually if you get a little bit of music in you when you're young, it tends to mm-hmm. oftentimes at least come back when you get a little bit older and you can
yeah.
kind of get back into it. So, all right, how did you come across the gentlemen that are supporting you today? We have Lloyd Warden in the mm-hmm. back here. Lloyd's got a whole amazing story of his own.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I think that would be a good opportunity to say that we should do a program just with the two of us and whoever else, you know, that we invite and just talk about the local music scene and your connection to it over all these years. And, you know, that maybe Sam, grab that mic and slide it as close to Lloyd as you can. There you go.
Yeah, Mike, thank you again for having us
Absolutely.
This morning.
Absolutely.
We have bumped into each other a number of times over the years.
Sure, we have.
Like you mentioned earlier, I think the first time we met was many years ago when the Compass was formed. With Phil Sean Johnson
yeah,
and
yeah.
Violet.
Absolutely. It's still
and,
a great project that they're running over
at
there.
At that time, Phil Sean was my student, and it has been many, many, many years of teaching a lot of kids in Columbia, and I'm very proud of all of them. You had some kids here last week, Callum George.
Sure.
And Mickey Jameson.
Was CJ here? Was CJ?
Yeah, CJ was here too.
Yeah.
And all the students that are with us this morning, Samantha and Cole and Jay.
So you were actually one of Samantha's teachers?
Teacher. Is currently, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right. And you're... At what level of school? You're a senior, is that right?
I'm a senior in high school.
Senior, okay, at Rockbridge. Mm-hmm. And Cole, a little bit about your story, perhaps.
I'm just screaming.
Yeah, no, that's this. All right, man, I got you.
So I'm from Columbia, Missouri. I took from Lloyd for multiple years, and I ended up going to college. I'm currently a senior at a University of Miami.
Wow.
With a jazz studies performance major.
Very cool. What's it like down there?
It's warm.
Yeah.
It's a lot warmer.
A lot of fun?
Yeah, it's I'm enjoying it a lot.
All right. What do you have plans to do once you graduate from school?
Well, I'm trying to get some tours together, but I'm also planning on attending grad school at rather a place in California or Nashville, or maybe staying in Miami for some more time in school.
Right on. Okay. All right. And last but not least, we got Jay over here on the keys. How you doing, Jay?
Pretty good. How are you?
I'm good. Where are you from? You a local guy?
Yeah, I was raised in Columbia. And I'm a junior in high school. I was classically trained on piano since I was 5, you know, just playing your Mozart type stuff. But It was my freshman year of high school where I started taking lessons from Lloyd. Mm-hmm. And I thought, you know, I want to expand my musical vocabulary. And I think it's probably one of the best decisions I made.
Right on.
Like in terms of music.
He's never said anything that nice to me before. And well, I won't hold you to it in our next lesson, Jay.
So, Lloyd, do you teach music in general or are you particularly drum related? I mean, I guess you kind of do that as your specialty, but...
I actually didn't start teaching, and I'll call it professionally. I didn't start teaching professionally until I was probably about 36 or 37 years old. I was a professional drummer. Mm-hmm. I've lived in many parts of the country. I spent about 15 years in Memphis, Tennessee. I spent time on the East Coast, different places, touring. Been to Europe, toured, made records in Memphis for many years. But when my wife and I had our first child, Joshua, he'll see him chiming in with Josh. I put his name on the radio, man.
Oh, right.
And so when we had our first child, you know, it was time to write a kind of rethink things a little bit.
Uh-huh.
Be a father, be
sure,
a husband.
Sure.
And so that's when we moved to Columbia. It was about 20 years ago. And I'd say probably about 4 or 5 years after I moved here is when I started teaching music. And it was, at first it was drum lessons, Phil Sean would tell you.
Yeah.
You know, it just drum lessons, but I knew how all the other stuff worked too. And so then it was bass lessons, then it was piano lessons, then it was trumpet lessons, then it was voice lessons, then it was sax lessons. Lucas,
yeah, sure.
My student.
Oh my God, what a fantastic saxophone player.
Yeah, he turned out pretty good, huh?
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, we
like
Luca.
No, he's a special player.
He's playing with us tonight.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, fantastic. Well, let's talk a little bit about that. What do we got going tonight? The Missouri Jazz Festival, and I'm sure that you're going to be there. Tell us a little bit about it.
So Rose Music Hall through We Always Swing is hosting this Missouri Music Fest, and tonight is Missouri Jazz Fest, and we've got, I think they have 4 acts coming tonight. We're one of them. We're the last ones on at 10:30 to 11:30.
Fantastic.
And we've also got Bags Fly Free with Lisa Rose is somebody I've kind of met and talked to a little bit. She's really wonderful. I think I saw her when she was playing soprano sax. I'm not sure what she'll be playing tonight, but I assume it'll be kind of something in that family.
Right.
And then we've got the Seif Group. Is coming to perform, as well as I think it's like Seif and Aker. They list all their last names. I'm having trouble recalling all of them right now.
Uh-huh.
And then the group called TNT will be there, all doing some jazz. And then We're On Last is the Samantha Furkey Trio.
And with the 3 gentlemen that are here today, they'll be performing with you tonight?
Yeah, and then Luca will also be coming in on tenor sax on a couple tunes.
Very nice.
Yeah.
That's Luca Morpurgo.
That's right.
I believe that's took me years to figure out how to say that kid's last name. But
that's right.
Anyway, one of the greatest sax players around these parts for sure. And
Where's
he? Did he go to Boston? Is that where Luca went?
Actually,
or Kansas City?
Well, I'll brag a little about Sam too. But
Yes, we got news for Sam too.
Up auditioning at a lot of places, you know, but the music takes hold in their lives. And what I told someone yesterday was, it's really nice to see jazz, like, facilitate a college education and pay for it because of the scholarships that the kids receive. You know,
No, it's huge.
You know, college is expensive. You know,
you ain't kidding.
So, you know, when doing something you love can actually take care of some of the bills, it's really, really, really nice, you know. So Luca did audition at Berkeley, he auditioned in New York, he auditioned in a lot of places, but he's settled on UMKC in Kansas City. Kansas City has an excellent jazz scene, and he's loved it, every minute of it, you know. And I'll just say, do you want to tell him about your Berkeley audition, Sam?
I can.
You should.
Big news from Samantha Ferke coming up soon. Let's see. Let's see what she's got
I'll
to tell us.
Tell it, huh?
Yeah.
So I think it was early December. I went up and auditioned in Chicago for Berkeley and Boston, Berkeley School of Music.
Yes.
They have satellite auditions so that you don't have to go all the way to Boston for your audition. So Chicago was the closest one for me, and actually, Jay here, our key player, came up with me and played as my accompanist, which was pretty amazing to have him. You know, he was like missing school, coming up, playing in Chicago for me, and then he had his Allstate audition the very next day. He had to fly back for that. It was crazy. But
what's it like doing an audition for something like that? Do you go prepared with certain material? Do they provide musicians to back you up, or do you do it all a cappella, or how's it work?
Each one's a little different. I know, you know, I've still got a couple to audition for. I'm trying to decide, you know, which ones to continue on. But I've got some where they have their own band and you have to use their band and you have to bring, you know, bring charts for them, and it has to be something that they can play, that they can just sight read. Berkeley was one where they don't provide any of the musicians. They give you a list of ones that you can hire in the area, or you can, you know, you can bring your own, right? So that people that don't have those connections still, you know, they have a chance to get musicians to back them up if they want them. But luckily I got Jay here.
What did you perform?
I ended up doing, we did segments of Sunny Side of the Street with Sonny Stitt's tenor sax transcription. So it is his solo, but I sang it. And then I accompanied myself on piano on that one, which was kind of a big step for me. But
cool. Well, no, I think if people who aren't musicians may not be that familiar, it's you add another.
It's hard.
You try to sing and play an instrument at the same time. Mm-hmm. That's a skill that definitely needs to be learned.
It takes a lot of coordination.
Yeah.
And then we did some of Al Jarreau's version of Spain by Chick Corea, which is one we'll also be playing tonight. We'll be playing both of those tonight, actually. But we had a limited amount of time, so we kind of had to like cut each one in half and splice them together. But I think it still went really well. And then I wasn't supposed to hear back about anything until they said, you know, early February. I was like, all right, cool. I just have to put it out of my mind, not think about it till February. I'm going to drive myself crazy thinking about it. Because this has been, you know, it was my first college audition, but it was also the one that I wanted to go to the most.
The one that you were really excited about.
I really wanted to end up going to Berkeley. So it was kind of nerve-wracking, but it's also kind of nice to get it out of the way so I don't have more time to stress about it. So I was sitting there waiting for February to roll around, and one day I'm walking to class, and I, you know, I pull out my phone, I open my email, and colleges are awful at sending people emails that apply to them, because they will send emails that are just promotional,
right?
But then they'll also send you emails that are, you know, your specific,
that are specific for
path,
right,
you know, you have an audition that you need to schedule, like, you know, all of this stuff. But then they make the promotional ones seem like they are the specific ones.
so you got to read every one of them, right?
Yeah. So I saw a subject heading from Berkeley, and it just said, you know, your admissions decision. I'm like, oh, it's probably going to tell me, like, oh, you should decide to go to Berkeley. It's the best decision you can make. I'm like, all right, cool, whatever. I'll open it, see what it is. And it was saying, you know, we've made a decision based on your audition. I'm like, oh, I guess I'm doing this now.
Drum roll, please.
Yeah.
And so, so I guess it was in the affirmative.
Yeah. I opened it and I was accepted and I got super excited. Right. I was in class. I was just sitting there, like, silently excited, like, looking around. I was like, is there anybody here that I can tell?
Right.
I immediately stepped out of class and I called my parents. I was like, I got in, and I hung up. And I called Lloyd and told him. And at that point, you know, all I knew was I got in. And then it led me to an account that showed me what scholarships I had gotten.
Uh-huh.
So I, you know, they gave me a pretty hefty scholarship for what I was expecting, which was really nice. And it's, you know, I'm hoping that that makes it possible for me to go.
Well, congratulations. That's huge news. That's a big deal for people out there. Berklee Music School is one of the best.
Yeah, it's really fantastic.
Do we have any other students? I think, did Hallam go to Berklee?
Yeah, Hallam has been at Berklee
a couple of years now.
This is his, halfway through his second year.
Right.
Sifa led a band a few years ago. Sifa's at Berklee.
Yeah, she's been here on the program before.
Yeah, she came to visit on Wednesday at the studio.
Fantastic. What a voice. Wow.
Yeah, you know, so I trust Berklee to do the things that that I'd expect a school to do, and so, you know, for years we've set them up to go.
We also got Parker and Mickey.
It's been a whole crew of them.
Fantastic. All right, I got a couple notes from people listening. They say this. They say the mix is really good.
Cool, man.
So it's sounding good out there. Thanks to and hello, Dave Durnley and Electric Kevin and Justin, all you guys. Appreciate you listening, and glad you're enjoying the program this morning. Why don't we play another song?
Absolutely.
One in there? And then we'll come back and we'll do a little rundown of some of the things that are happening around town tonight, including your show. All right? Yeah, you mentioned that one. Was one of the ones that you had to do on your audition,
Yeah,
huh?
Absolutely.
All right.
And scat the...
Yeah, I'll scat the transcription.
Yeah.
Scat the transcription. That should be a bumper sticker or something. No one will know what the hell you're talking about. All right. It's Mike, and you're listening to Open Mic Radio on KOPN Columbia. Once again, we're on the web at www.kopn.org, and of course on the FM dial.
Can I get a D flat real quick?
At 89.5. All right. Once again, this is Samantha Ferkey and the Samantha Ferkey Trio. That's what I'm going to call them.
Yeah.
And you can catch them tonight at Rose Music Hall. Here's one from them, Sunny Side of the Street.
Grab your. Get your hat, leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear the pitter and the patter and the raindrops trickling down your fire escape ladder? Life could be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade, but I'm not afraid. It's over, a passing right over. If I ever had a 1 cent, I'd be rich as Rockefeller, stardust at my feet. Oh, on the sunny side of the street. Bay-bop, bay-bop. Ba-di-da-di-da-head-n-dee-za-da-head-n-dee-da-head-n-do. Bin-dilly-a-ba-din-do-ba-ba-din-da-dup. If I ever had 1 cent, I'd be rich as Rockefeller, stardust at my feet on the sunny, on the shore.
sunny side of the street.
Woo! Oh, yeah. Wow, you guys are killing it. Fantastic. I wonder if you'll play that one tonight. Is that one on the list? What's your set list look like for tonight? Wow, that's beautiful, Sam. Wow, I see why you got into Berkeley.
Thank you.
All right, that's fantastic. All right, it's Mike, and you're listening to Open Mic Radio. It's KOPN Columbia. It's about 9:30 this morning, and we're going to shift gears for a second here. I've got someone on the line who wants to say hello, so we'll say welcome to Open Mic Radio. Who's this?
Good morning, Mike. Happy New Year. It's Justin Hickerson.
My brother, Justin Hickerson. Speaking of good drummers, we got a couple. Got one on the line, and got one in the corner over here. Good to hear you, Justin. How are you, my friend?
I'm well. I was gonna shoot some off-color joke about it's cool you got Fergie in there, but that song was awesome, and that was beautiful. That was wonderful, so I'm not going to crack a joke at you guys. That was wonderful.
I'm glad you're listening. Yeah, this is fantastic. Samantha's got quite a voice, and we got some great musicians in here as well.
Yeah, boys, the piano was good, and I really like. I'm a big fan of brushwork on the drums.
Sure.
And it's wonderful. I love hearing it.
Thank you very much.
All right. Yeah, I'm not sure if you're familiar. Do you know Lloyd? Lloyd, do you know Justin Hickerson?
I think I've seen him play a number of times.
Yeah, he plays with the Daves, and he plays with Paul Weber and the Scrappers, and the Ridge Runners, I guess. And now Fox Teeth as well. That's a new project, right, Jess?
Correct.
Speaking of Fox Teeth, do you guys have anything planned to come out and play again? I know you've done one show. That's about it.
Yeah, we've got our next one is lined up at a Cafe Berlin on February 29th,
cool.
The leap year, the extra day.
Uh-huh.
So that'll be Fume's album release show with Lou Nevins.
Yeah, Fume's. Yeah, Lou's great. He does a bunch of great stuff. He's involved in a lot of good projects, again, for many, many years around here, right? So what about this weekend? You got anything going?
Well, the Daves are playing in Roachport this evening.
Yeah, at the Roachport store. I saw that.
And so... If anyone's not going to the jazz festival and don't have any other plans, do not be deterred.
That'll be a
fun. By the certainty of hazardous weather. Come on out.
Yeah, just drive down to the river. Yeah.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
We'll see what happens. Hopefully it doesn't get as nasty as they say. But all right, so the Daves tonight at Roachport. What about Paul and the gang? You guys got anything planned?
We've got nothing on the books. Paul's been busy with he's moving his farm. They're buying.
That's right. They bought a piece of property. Yeah, yeah.
And they've been kind of wrapped up with that lately, but I think they've got that all nailed down. And I think we're going to start working on some new stuff and possibly a new album, but no shows on the books right now.
Okay. All right, my friend. Well, I appreciate you checking in. As always, you're the man, my troubadour drummer brother. The Grassmaster himself, Justin Hickerson.
C'est moi. It's a nice New Year, everybody.
Nice to meet you, too.
Happy New Year, Justin. I'll talk to you soon, bro.
All right, rock on. Bye-bye.
Cheers. Bye. All right, the wonderful Justin Hickerson, great drummer and also a great guitar player and a singer-songwriter. He only recently, in the last year or so, I discovered that Justin is more than a drummer, and he's written some beautiful songs, and he can play the guitar, and he can sing. And another one of the examples of great musicianship we have around here in Columbia. Let's talk really quickly about that, about the local scene. And Lloyd, feel free to chime in, all you guys. I'm always impressed by the level of musicianship around Columbia, Missouri, and in mid-Missouri in general, but also the camaraderie and the mixing and matching. It's just a real healthy scene, in my opinion, but you are the ones that are in it. Maybe you could kind of expand on that a little bit.
I mean, well, Sam, do you want to?
Oh, no, you're fine.
Well, you know, yeah, I've been here almost 20 years, right? And so, you know, this is my home, and I've watched Columbia just continue to push the envelope in all the styles.
Mm, yeah, I agree.
In every style. I could name artist after artist that I follow that are friends of mine. I think that's the thing, that we do follow each other in our careers, but we are all friends. You know, it's a small enough place that you really can know these people really well.
Yeah, it seems to me that is such a big part of it, because I'm always thrilled to go out and see, oh, so-and-so is playing with so-and-so, and now they're, and it's, there's so much mixing and matching going on,
very much.
A whole bunch of great collaboration, and real well-spirited, you know, it's very open-hearted sort of playing. There are certain scenes where you don't get that. It's much more competitive, and people are mean to one another.
Very much.
And we seem to have avoided that around here.
Yeah, I have to, when I teach the kids, you know, and I know they're going someplace, and it might have been a city that I lived in the past, and I explain to them that you guys are going to get your, you know, your shins kicked a little bit. You know, it's just not going to always be a welcome mat when you show up in a city. But I've often told all the students I've taught all these years that Columbia is a very good place to be nurtured into a music scene and get the experience because of the people, not just the musicians. I mean, I could say Pat Kay, you know, all the guys over there, you know, Richard King, all these guys all have always been really willing to let some of the younger guys.
Pat really to this day is still doing a great job at Roseanne. Keeping the local people involved.
Yeah, you know, it goes like Ina Cook is going to come out and see us tonight.
I love Ina.
You know, and so Ina came out of the A-Frame years ago. She'll be at the Moat Blues Fest tomorrow night at the Blue Note.
Another crazy talented young woman.
Yeah, you know, and so I remember when Ina started with her first group, Chickawa, years and years ago, and Richard King was very cool about letting them show up at the Blue Note and warm up, and you know, so it's not just the artists that are supportive. It's all the elements.
The venues, the whole scene, it has,
you know,
to
yourself, Mike. I mean, you know, KOPN, you know, a radio station, you know, so
yeah, and then the people that go out to the shows.
Yeah,
of course,
absolutely, right? Man. Very, very dedicated fans. You know. Right. I'm looking forward to seeing a lot of people that I haven't seen.
Tonight,
you know, so I think it's like that, you know.
We'll mention that once again before I ask Sam a little bit about her thoughts on the local scene. But yeah, tonight, the Missouri Jazz Fest featuring Samantha Ferkey, Acre Foley, Clark and Seif, and TNT. That's Tom Andes and Travis McFarlane,
by the way.
Yeah. And Tom, of course, remarkable pianist and been playing jazz around these parts for a long, long time.
Yeah.
And you can catch him down at Murray's a couple, three times a week, which is a great, great experience if you haven't done that. Wonderful place to have a nice meal and hear some wonderful music a lot of the time, too. So, all right, Sam, what do you think about growing up in the music scene around here in Columbia?
It's been, I mean, it's all I've ever known as far as a music scene. So it's been really nice. I mean, where I grew up, it was like a suburb, right? So we didn't have much of a music scene. Or where I grew up when I was like younger. But especially it being, you know, you said there's a lot of mixing and matching. And I definitely see that. I mean, in fact, tonight, I think at Cafe Berlin, right around the same time we're performing, we've got two other bands that are almost exactly the same personnel, but they're, you know, they've mixed and matched so much that they've formed kind of two separate bands with very similar people. That's Crooked Fix and Hallelujah Chorus.
And Dream Squeeze as well.
Oh, yeah,
we'll be playing there tonight. But yeah, Hallelujah Chorus and Crooked Fix, essentially Hallam George and CJ, and who else is in that? There's four of them.
I think Connor Kespel.
Connor.
Drums.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mickey Jameson.
And Mickey.
And Mickey Jameson. Yeah. All right. So, yeah, that's happening tonight as well. So a lot of great, great music happening this evening. In fact, that's one of the challenges about being here in Columbia. Every week I go through what's happening at the Note, what's happening at Rose, what's happening at Berlin, what's happening at the Roachport Store, et cetera. And it's like, wow, a lot of choices here. And, you know, so there's something out there for everybody. And certainly if you're into jazz music, tonight's going to be fantastic at Rose Music Hall. What time does that show start, Sam?
At Rose, doors open at 6:30, but the show starts at 7:30.
Show at 7:30, and you're sort of closing things out.
Yeah,
10:30 or so, plus or minus. Okay, all right. Going to be a fantastic show tonight at Rose. So check that out if you like jazz. Also tonight we have the Missouri Blues Fest that is happening. No, I'm sorry. That's tomorrow night at the Blue Note. Of course, I guess the Blue Note's probably dark tonight, it looks like. So tomorrow, Missouri Blues Fest with Jeremiah Johnson Band, Amanda Fish, fantastic. The Bel Air has been rocking and rolling around here for many, many years.
Cool.
And Ina Cook. In fact, Phil Sean played drums for the Bel Airs for, I don't know, a long enough time, I guess, right?
Yeah. It's it's just nice to think back all over the years and watch all these artists grow up and establish themselves and move off. But they all seem to want to come back and visit.
That's right. Well, we got
which is very cool.
We've got Ina Cook tonight as well. Yeah. Speaking, or I'm sorry, tomorrow at the Blues Fest. So,
yeah, sure.
Yeah, fantastic stuff. I love Ina. I should try to get her back on the program. She was down here with her brother, who's a great guitar player.
Yeah.
And anyway, just loads of talent all around, and I love it. All right, tonight Missouri Jazz at Rose. We talked about that. Tomorrow night the Missouri Indie Fest at Rose Music Hall. That features the Hounds, Violet, and the Undercurrents. Again, familiar names, of course.
Yeah.
Dawson Hollow. Unfamiliar with Dawson Hollow. Anybody know anything about Dawson?
Those guys. Okay.
And then the Sweaters. Another group of young musicians who are just really good songwriters, actually.
Yeah, I mean, cool band.
Man, and a couple of brothers and a third gentleman playing the drums, but just a three-piece and really making good music. They've been down here before, and we had a great time. And I'm just thrilled by all the talent that we're seeing around town here. So that's tomorrow night. Let's see. We mentioned tonight at Berlin, we've got Crooked Fix with Dream Squeeze and the Hallelujah Chorus. Roachport General Store, Justin Hickerson just pointed out that the Daves will be playing there this evening. And the Terry Smith Trio tomorrow. Are you familiar with Terry?
Yeah, sure. I've known Terry a long time. Jake Hanselman's the drummer. Mm-hmm. Bass player's John Robertson.
Yeah, they're a lot of fun.
Robo.
Jake Hanselman?
Jake Hanselman.
That was my 7th grade English teacher.
Well, there you go.
Small world, right?
Just sit there and drum on his desk.
There you go. So the Terry Smith Trio tomorrow night at the Roachport Store. I don't know if there's anything happening anywhere else. Diana Moxon will be on the air in about 20 minutes, and she does a real thorough rundown at the end of her program, or just to find out for yourself, you know what I mean? Eastside Tavern is starting to do more music than they have done for a long time, and even though they don't really advertise it well, you might take a look and see if there's something happening to Eastside. I appreciate the fact that Sal is bringing some music in more than he has in many years. And I've saw a couple of pretty decent shows there in the last few months. So anyway, that's about what I've got to say this weekend about what's happening around town. So let's see if we can talk our guests into playing another one for us. You got another one in your bag there, Sam?
Yeah, we've got another one you can do. Some samba? Yeah. All right, cool.
All right, I've got Samantha Furkey in the studio with me this morning, along with Jay and Cole and Lloyd. We're listening to some wonderful jazz this morning, and you're hearing it on Open Mic Radio, KOPN Columbia. We're going to get our guest to play another one for us here, and we'll come back and chat a little bit more before the end of the program. All right, what do you got for us, Sam?
We're going to be playing Summer Samba.
Very good.
Another standard.
Take it away anytime.
Someone to hold me tight, that would be very nice. Someone to love me right, that would be very nice. Someone to understand each little dream in me. Someone to take my hand and be a team with me. Oh yes, that would be so nice. If one day I'd find take my hand and samba through life with me. Someone to sing to me, stay with me right along. Someone to take my heart and sing a samba song. Someone to take my heart and give his heart to me. Someone who's ready to give love a start with me. Oh yes, that would be so nice. I could see you.
Oh yeah.
Thank you.
I love it. It's my own little tiny desk concerts I get here every Friday morning. And people think I'm doing it for them. I'm doing it for me. That's not true. I'm doing it for all of us, actually. I love doing this program, and I love the fact that we're able to share music with
it's
other
a good
people.
Feeling in here.
It is fantastic. Samantha, lovely. Thank you very
Thank
much.
Thank you.
All right. Sounding great, you guys. Looking forward to that tonight. I think I might have to, you know, I've got to go to Branson for a soccer tournament, actually, with my youngest son. Otherwise, I would definitely be there watching you this evening. Oh, we'll have a good time.
Soccer's cool, too.
Yeah. But certainly, if you want to see some wonderful music tonight, you can do that. Rose Music Hall, you've got the Missouri Jazz Festival featuring Samantha Ferkey and her trio, who are sitting with me right now in the studio and really enjoying our time this morning. We've had a few songs and nice little conversation. What about influences, Sam? We haven't talked too much about who you like and who kind of you maybe style yourself after or something like that.
Especially like in the past year, I've had a lot of opportunities to kind of get closer with some of the artists I've been following and kind of shaping myself from. And it's been really, really fun to see how my voice has changed. And I can, you know, I'll listen back to something from a gig and I'll go, oh, that sounds like Jane Monheit right there. I got to take a lesson from her, like a Skype lesson right before my audition, my Berklee audition.
Huh.
That was really fun. She's
how'd you make a connection with her? I should probably ask Lloyd about connecting the kids with popular or you know, sometimes celebrity musicians even.
Yeah.
Very much. Yeah. I think that is like invaluable. It might seem like a dream a lot of times to the kids, but it's very possible to reach out to artists. I've been in the music business for a very long time. I have lots of people that I can reach out to in circumstances like this. As it turns out, the person that put us in contact with Jane Monheit was my drum teacher, who is Alito Adams' husband and drummer. So the artist Alito Adams, I've known since I was a boy, 10, and we're still very close. Mm. And so I got a hold of John, and I said, hey, John, you guys cross paths with Jane Monheit? He's like, yeah. He goes, just call their management company, and I think it should be really cool. You know, shouldn't be any problem. And so next thing we know, tell him, Sam, you're off to Colorado.
I mean, and yeah. I was in Colorado visiting my aunt, actually, on, you know, like I think it was spring break, like 2 years back or something.
Uh-huh.
And all of a sudden, you know, we're going out for this dinner, and I walk in, and my dad's there, and he's kind of sitting there giggling, and I'm like, what's going on, right? And I look up, and Jane Monheit is about to perform, right? Like, I see, like, the signs everywhere. I'm like, wait a minute. That's tonight. It says Denver, Colorado, here, tonight, at this time, right? So they had kind of set that up in secret without telling me. And I had no idea. And then I got to watch her perform. I had actually styled one of the tunes from my first record. Is styled after her version of Waters of March.
Mm.
It was one of the only ones that wasn't all in Portuguese, which was why it was, you know, it was easier for me to kind of pick up on. But I, you know, I thought, cool, wow, I get to see her perform, great. And then little did I realize they had also set up like kind of a meet and greet with her afterward. And we just sat, you know, at the edge of the bar and just talked for a while. I don't know. I mean,
that kind of stuff is
30
invaluable.
Minutes at least.
Yeah.
In my life.
Yeah.
It was meeting Buddy Rich on his bus.
Wow.
When I was about 11.
Holy smokes.
You know,
yeah.
My father had me at the side of the stage and Buddy's like, hey, kid, come here, you know. But Buddy was like super gracious and super kind, and you know,
and a hell of a damn drummer,
and a hell of a drummer, man.
Wow.
You know, but when the kids come to me, I think all of the kids in here this morning have probably had moments where I've tried to set something up where they could make it real.
That's amazing.
Make it real, man.
I have a friend across the way from me where I live. And his son is named Eli Marshall. I don't know if you know Eli.
I teach him Eli, too.
Fantastic bass player.
Yeah.
And anyway, Eli went out to Boston for a bass camp or something.
Yeah,
I forget
what
it was.
Last summer. Maybe.
It was amazing. Yeah. And I forget who was. Maybe it was Les Claypool. I don't know if it was him or maybe it wasn't. Maybe it was Stanley Clark or
Jordan. Maybe Victor Wooten.
Victor Wooten is who it was.
I think it was.
Anyway, and he was so inspired and had such a great time.
You know, it's not just about coming out to take a music lesson if you really want to make an impact on a child's life. Hmm. It's just not about it. It's so much more about what I did this morning. I got up and I came here. Mm-hmm. And when Sam goes, Lloyd, will you come and play at the radio station with me? I mean, what am I going to say, huh?
That's right. You say yes.
The radio station and I stir the brushes over here.
I'm just crammed in the corner on a snare.
Yep. Well, I'm sure glad that you decided to do it. All of you, I appreciate you coming down. We've had a very fun conversation. Once again, let's mention what's happening tonight. We've got the Missouri Jazz Festival at Rose Music Hall, featuring Miss Samantha Furkey and the three gentlemen that are with me this morning. We've got Jay and Cole and Mr. Lloyd back here tapping the drum. They'll all be playing this evening, along with Acre Foley, Clark and Seif Group, TNT, that's Tom and Travis, and Bags Fly Free. Bunch of great jazz tonight at Rose Music Hall. A lot of other things happening around town, so get out there and do something fun. What else? We've got a couple more minutes to wrap things up. Who should I have on the program that I haven't had on? You got anyone that you could suggest, maybe?
I think.
Any of you, please, yeah.
I have two. Here we go again. I got two students. So,
Well, I'm just plugging everyone today.
Right?
Yeah. They'll appreciate it, won't they?
Yeah.
And so I have two students in Nashville this morning meeting some artists and taking some lessons.
Wow.
A boy named Alex Fincher, who's actually from Moberly, and another one of our friends from Rockbridge High School, Grace Dabblemont, who's a vocalist. And so this morning, Alex has taken a lesson from Bo Tackett, the guitarist from Blake Shelton.
Wow.
Tell me that's not going to flip his trigger.
It is going to do something, I can tell you that much, right?
And so those kids are super, super talented and very cool songwriters, and they're actually performing together a lot.
All right. I got them on the list.
Yeah, I got them on the list.
Very good. Very cool. All right. Well, Sam, if you have anything else you'd like to share, I sure appreciate y'all coming down this morning. We're going to close things out with one of your songs from, in fact, you just mentioned Waters of Marge. Yeah. We'll play that on the way out of here. Tell us a little bit about that EP you recorded. Was it last year or the year before?
I think it was 2 years ago. It was my sophomore year of high school. Uh-huh. We've been trying to get another one recorded, and things just keep falling through. Last year I got sick. And then you were working with musicians from, you know, New York and Boston, right? So every time we get people in the same area, we've got, like, you know, 3 days available. We're like, let's do it now. And then, you know, scheduling didn't work out this time, right? But that's going to be coming up, within the next year, hopefully. But the one we recorded sophomore year was just as I had started lessons. It's got a bunch of standards on there. The new one will be all originals.
Very good.
It's got standards. We got Sunnyside, Coffee Time. Almost Blue was what kind of sparked it all. It was a ballad that Chip Baker did.
Your favorite Alice in Wonderland's on there as well.
Oh, yeah. Right? Yeah, that's there.
All right. Well, look, we're about running out of time here. So thanks again. Have a great, great time
Thank
tonight.
You so much,
I hope you have
appreciate
a great show.
Thanks for having us.
Absolutely,
really
for sure.
Appreciate it.
Yeah. Jay, pleasure to meet you. Cole, rock and roll. And once again, have a great time tonight. Missouri Jazz Festival tonight at Rose Music Hall. You can catch Samantha and these guys there tonight, along with a bunch of other great musicians. All right, it's Mike, and you're listening to Open Mic Radio on KOPN Columbia. And next week, I think I'm going to be gone. I was supposed to have, who was going to be here with me? Cat Daddy's Funky Fuzz Buster Band, and that's Jordan and his another one of his projects. But anyway, I don't know if that's going to happen or not, because I think I'm going to be with an auditor that morning at work, and I may not be able to get out of there. So anyway, we'll figure it out. And anyway, come on back next week or whenever, and enjoy yourselves. In the meantime, have a great weekend. It's KOPN 89.5 FM. Stick around for Diana Moxon and Speaking of the Arts in just a few minutes. Once again, here's one more on the way out of here from Miss Samantha Furkey from her 2018 release called Sam. This is Waters of March. Enjoy yourselves. Be cool to each other, and take care. On, baby, we are.
bayou bad, we bayou bad, but we da li la ba da na 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 na. A stick, a stone, it's the end of the road. It's the rest of the stump, it's a little alone. It's a sliver of glass, it is night, it's the sun. It is life, it is death, it's a trap, it's a gun. The oak when it blows, the fox in the brush. The night of the wood, the song of a thrush. The wood of the wind, the cliff of fall. A scratch alone, it is nothing at all. It's the wind blowing free, it's the end of a slope. It's a dream, it's a void, it's a hunch, it's a hope. And the river bank talks of the waters of March. It's the promise of life in your heart. The foot, the ground, the flesh and the bone. The beat of the road, a slingshot stone. A fish, a flash, a silvery glow. A light, a bed, the range of a bow. The bed of the well, the end of the line. That is me in the face, it's a loss, it's a find. A spear, a spike, a a drip, a drop, the end of the tale. A truckload of bricks in the south warning light. The shot of the gun in the dead of the night. A mile, a must, a thrust, a bump. It's a girl, it's a rhyme, it's a cold, some mumps. The plan of the house, the body in bed. And the car that got stuck, it's a mud A float, a drift, a flight, a wing. A hawk, a quail, the promise of spring. And the riverbank of the waters of March. It's the promise of life, it's the joy in your heart. Ba-da, ba-da, ba-da. It is John, it is Joe. A thorn in your hand or a cut on your toe. A point, a grain, a bee, a bite. A blink, a buzzard. A sudden stroke of night. A pin, a needle, a sting of pain. A snail, a riddle, a wasp stain. Passing the mountains, a horse and a mule. In the distance, the shells go, the shadows of blue. And the riverbank talks of the waters of March. It's the promise of life in your heart, in your heart. A stick, a stone, the end of the load, the rest of a storm, a lonesome road, a sliver of glass, a life, a sun, a night, a day. The waters of March. It's the end of all string. It's the joy in your heart.